Sports Hub headlines.
I don't know if you've seen her in anything else, though. I'm going to have extensive IMDb page, but I don't know if you've seen any of these TV shows or any of these movies. She was a juror in Runaway Jury. That's the closest thing I can come to saying that maybe you would know her from that. In the meantime, the Bruins got the 8-4 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Tuukka Rask giving up 3 goals on the first 6 shots he faced, but settled down afterward. And as far as Bruce Cassidy goes, yeah, there's some chemistry developing there with some of the new fellas.
Hasn't seemed to disrupt anything. We're just, again, on ice trying to find the right chemistry. We're starting to see Nash, Krejci. It's looking, every game looks more and more comfortable. We'll see where Wingles fits best. I like the line tonight. Thought they were good. And then Josh was good with Carlo. Big, you know, long defenders that won't be easy to play against. So, you know, all pluses today and should be going forward.
Going forward, they will stay home to take on Montreal tomorrow. The Celtics are on the road to take on the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night. Red Sox in action this afternoon. Drew Pomerantz about to make his spring training debut against the Cardinals in Jupiter. This coming after the Sox lost to the Astros 10-5 yesterday in West Palm. Also, Big Ten met... What? What?
That was just an awkward pause.
Oh no, I'm waiting for the score.
Turn the page over.
West.
I'm waiting for the score to refresh for Michigan State, who has a narrow 4-point lead at the half over Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament. Wasn't that funny?
It was that funny.
All right, and
it was. If you go back and listen, you'll laugh.
All right. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Every check, every shot, every save, every goal. The Boston Bruins play here.
What a spectacular move in the near circle.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on
my. The update on the weather out there, Hardy? You've changed over to Michigan State here. With a hat. So don't have much on the storm.
Well, the rain's supposed to stop.
Well, over on the...
I know. Why did that local station, which was shall go unnamed...
Switch
away from storm coverage to The Chew. I guess I gave away who's got that on.
Is that a Jimmy Choo shoe bag?
I thought this is when you rake.
Oh, my.
I thought that when you're a news station, this is when you rake in ratings. Like shooting fish in a barrel.
What's The Chew?
You just send out 12 people... You stand there on the side of the road, you wait for the flood to happen, and you report on it, and we all sit here, like the lemmings that we are, and we go, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that idiot driving through the puddle. Whoa, look at those waves.
I'm going to be one of those.
Oh, no, that house is going to fall into the ocean. We sit here and watch it nonstop. And so you do some talking. I'm going to go change the TV.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get my Tahoe in about 52 minutes. I'm going to go puddle riding.
What?
Good luck being on the sidewalk when I'm coming by. Puddle riding.
That's what all the tough guys do.
I'm going to get my navigation out. I'm going to
puddle ride.
What address you want? Big Puddles. BIGGPUDDLES. Big Puddles.
Quincy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not even rain anymore. Cooper acting like it's pouring and the wind's blowing. Suck it up, cupcake. Get a warm cup of coffee. He'll set. God, be like this isn't snow.
Woo! Look at that. Rescue. Oh, man. Do they have them? I'm watching this video right now. Did you see that?
Looks like little kids maybe from a daycare or a school.
They had them in the bucket.
A dump truck.
Of the front. The front end loader.
Wow. Yeah.
That's scary.
That's scary. Yeah. That sucks.
I don't like that.
Nope. No way.
Not when it's kids. Well, it looks like everyone's all right, though. That's good.
Those Felger and Maz would be fine.
Oh, yeah. Felger come in. Ugh! I don't care. Idiots don't know how to drive. Yeah. I was eating a bowl of broccoli while I drove through 4 feet of water.
I was eating the,
didn't stop me.
My pressed kale and my sunflower seeds, cauliflower rice. And I have my hyperallergenic green wipes now.
He has these organic wipes.
Organic wipes that smell 500 times.
I know. I've
so
smelled them.
Horrible.
They're awful.
Make you gag with how disgusting they are.
It's the smell of dip spit, meaning tobacco spit.
Oh, it's disgusting.
People leave in a cup. I got scarred from 10 years of those. Ugh. Guys leave them around the room. Like, oh.
Just
you want your cup of spit that smells like Felger's wipes?
Excuse me, Larry. You left your cup of spit over here.
Like, gross.
Who's the guy you played that was the foulest human being you've ever known? And that's saying something? Who was it? You've told stories about him before. You just said he's awful.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Smarlis was bad. Well, that was more a product of just being too hairy. Freddie Childress, you couldn't get in a huddle with him. He smelled so bad. His halitosis breath was so bad. He was a guard, and he wasn't a starting guard. And Freddie Childress played with the Cowboys. And he talked like Teddy Pendergrass, you know, like that. And guys that talk like that, and Tim Edwards is another guy, had the voice like that. That scratch voice, that's halitosis breath.
What? The voice has nothing to do with the breath.
Halitosis.
It's the worst breath I've ever smelled on two human beings.
I think that was
okay?
Just an unfortunate coincidence that they had deep voices.
So we would get
I don't think it had anything to do with the breath.
We get a damn huddle.
Indicative.
And of course,
symptomatic.
Zoe's science.
No, Freddy's, I like it.
Freddie's the backup guard, and I'm the backup quarterback. So you, in the huddle, you know, it's the center, the two guards, and a tackle. And I would look to where okay, Freddie's on that right side. I'm going to go get in on the left side of the huddle over here. Parcells, yeah. The hell you doing? Where's the sideline? I'm like, over there. Quarterback gets in the huddle at the sideline. Sideline closest to him so I can see you. So me, I can talk to you. What are you trying to not see me? I'm like, no. I'm trying to get away from his breath. Place went nuts.
Who is the guy?
Hey, yo, Freddie, brush your damn teeth.
Who is the guy in camp, the center?
Gene Chilton. Yes, Gene Chilton. Oh, my God.
Get your hand ready for the snap?
Well, yeah, because it didn't seem like he ever used toilet paper for anything. So that type of smell would stick with you for about four months.
What's wrong with these people?
On the back of your right hand?
Like I told you, linemen, they don't go and say, hey, I'm going to go pee on a tree or take a break. They let it go. Like, they're like literally cattle. And like, you watch a cow out in the pasture. You hear the hose squirting in the water. Oh, no, it's just the cow going. They let it go. Yeah, they just go right there. And you're squishing her shoes.
Oh, God.
And I'm supposed to put my hand up on her, so the top hand, and then he snaps at one, and it's just, and then it splashes you.
Oh, God.
It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
Literally, you have to soak your hand in Clorox and scrub it with a toothbrush at night because
it's disgusting.
Then you rinse it off, you're like, oh, no, it's still there. Oh, my God. It's like, if you ever get that on your fingernails or something, it's the most. Hockey guys go through this.
And it's not.
Hockey equipment smells awful.
Yeah, but it's their own smell.
Yeah, it is.
So that's a little easier to deal
but
with.
But it's that.
Not only just someone else's smell, someone else's.
No,
fecal matter.
Or if you get like an old relative that comes over to visit, sits on your couch, and gets up and leaves, you're like, what is that smell?
Except.
Then you go lay on the couch, you're like, oh, my.
If it's not on your couch, it's on your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that pungent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The baby puke. I don't know how to describe it. It's just, you get a whiff of it. Bad feet, sour feet, whatever. Ooh.
You miss it, huh?
No. No, I don't.
Nope. It didn't matter how much soap you ever used.
Showers, scrub brushes. Man.
Drew Rosenhaus has something on Rob Gronkowski.
Ooh.
Spoke today about it. We're going to play you that audio coming up right after this.
Nice. It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the phones before we get to that Drew Rosenhaus audio. Paul's in Grafton. Paul!
Hey, Beat.
What's up?
Howdy. What up, 16?
Hi.
Tell you, you guys crack me up. It's probably the best show on the radio, man.
I agree.
Getting extended forecast on Zolak's basketball dunk. These guys are nuts, man.
Great. That's how we roll.
We are. We're wild and crazy. We're nuts.
Nuts.
Hey, how about that game last night, huh?
How about
Chara it? Chara throwing down. 42 years old, and he's still fighting at the end of the shift.
Guys,
warrior, man.
Absolutely
warrior.
Animal. Okay, very good.
See ya.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Paul. That was, I mean, I'll give it that. That game was a hell of a
I was
game
so excited when I heard that Chara fought last night. And, you know, I was anniversary dinner was out. Couldn't watch it live.
Oh.
All right.
But got home to watch it. I'm like,
somewhere nice.
What'd she get you?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Really? What's very nice?
Well, we took the kids. We didn't go on full on. It's a little Italian place. Maybe you heard of it. Bertucci's.
Oh! Kids love playing with their little dough there.
A little bag of dough.
It's really good, actually. Anyway, when I watched the fight, I'm like, oh, who's he going to fight? Oh, him. That other giant. I mean, it wasn't great in terms of hockey fights, but
no.
The fact that those two are going
just,
at it.
The game had a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
And it's Pittsburgh. And you're telling Pittsburgh, we're here.
And then you think a fight like that isn't all that, you know, aggressive. And then look at the still that's on the front page of the Boston Globe sports section
it's
today.
Like Rocky Balboa.
Look at Chara's fist smashing that guy's nose. That's a fight.
I like that.
Sorry about that, Jamie. Didn't look like you got beat all that bad, but apparently you did at least get popped once. It's nice. So I'd like to see it.
Let's get to this audio. It is Drew Rosenhaus talking about the status of Rob Gronkowski. He was on Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, this morning. And although there's been reports that he's expected back, Drew Rosenhaus doesn't make it sound like there's any decision that has been made.
Rob Gronkowski, one of your highest profile clients. It's been a mystery for the last 4 weeks. You've already told me you can't say much,
right.
But I still have to ask you.
Of course.
When will we know what Gronk is going to do in 2018?
You know, I'm not sure. I got together with Rob after the season. He and I have a great, great relationship. And he said to me, it's just going to take some time. And that's all we talked about when it came to football.
Are the Patriots pushing for an answer with free agency coming
up? You know,
up?
Mike, I wouldn't divulge that just out of my respect
well,
for Coach
not?
Belichick.
How would they not? Don't they have to know? You got Jimmy Graham hitting the market. You got maybe Austin Seferian Jenkins. We need to know what's going on.
One thing about me and I've learned about the Patriots is my business with them, I typically discuss with them. So that's why
well,
I told you.
Well, there will be no business to discuss with them.
Before I came on the air with you, you're my friend, yeah. I said, Mike, I got to give you a heads up. I can't say much about Rob.
Well, do we, any idea, any loose ballpark of when the rest of us will know what he's going to do?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you know what? That in and of itself is newsworthy because we're 4 weeks removed from the Super Bowl and we still don't know. All right. I know this. I got to take a break.
That sound like a guy who's made up his mind?
I think he's just playing the middleman, being a buffer. I think, you know, the league going into it that, ooh, timeline hasn't been set yet. It could be a couple weeks till he tells you. So I talked to him right after the Super Bowl, and that's, you know, that's when it's hot. That's when, you know, you feel your worst. You lost. You're pissed. You want to get to the offseason. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to talk to football people. But I do know this, watching him around. Like, when we were down in Tampa and he came up, Rosenhaus, a couple other games, he's in tight with the coach. They know. Meaning, they know what's going on. I don't think that, you know, the phone's ringing from the Patriots. Hey, what are we doing here? I think Drew Rosenhaus has a very, very good working relationship with Caserio and Belichick. He's one of the tighter agents with them. That's hard to do. You know, because they pick and choose and they like to sort of play guys off each other and stuff. But, I see Drew around a lot in inner circles. So he always likes to put it out there to keep it newsworthy. My name's out there. I'm on Pro Football Talk. I'm Rob Gronkowski's agent. He's there signing clients. That's what he's there at the combine for. That dude gets the number one picks all the time. He's a good salesman. Really good salesman. Give him credit. It works for him. He knocked on my door at the combine when I was a rookie. Shoes. This is back when he was really not a name yet. He had track shoes wrapped around his neck. Just passing them out to guys. Here's my card. Here's a pair of track shoes if you want them for the 40. Who the hell's this? Drew Rosenhaus. This guy with a mullet. I like Barry Melrose. What are you doing knocking on my door? Hey, guy's a pusher, man. He's good at what he does. Really good at what he does, and he gets some money.
So you might just be a guy.
I don't think
who's...
that told us anything new.
Okay.
That's all. I was expecting.
He's just trying to not say anything.
Right. I think if he sat there with Florio and said, you know what, Rob is asking out of privacy for several more weeks. He knows that Patriots will go 8 bleep if any information gets out. One way or the other. And he's trying to tiptoe around it. He even said, I told you, Mike, before I came on, I can't talk about them out of my respect for Bill Belichick. That says something there. So that didn't tell me anything, though.
Okay. I just think that it tells you that the report from Rappaport that, like, he decided he's back and he's expected back.
Well, then maybe you could read into it.
That's a little premature.
But if you're still thinking that we're buying time off of a Rosenhaus comment, like right there, then you could say that the meaning of that tweet, Clueless, was a response to the Rappaport report.
Maybe. Wasn't the Clueless before the Rappaport? Or no? No, it was after. You're right. It's after.
After. Uh-oh, cop car's getting sunk.
I mean, to me, it seems... In wow. Seeing that tweet, I mean, I think that doesn't tell you anything about his direct feelings. There's an expectation. Okay, you can expect something if you're within the walls at one Patriot place and it not be what's really going to happen.
I just think he's such a unique client for him because you got people pulling 50 different directions, whether it's do movies, boats, endorse this, that, the other, cruises, you know, party boats, you name it. Party buses, energy drinks, protein bars, whatever. I mean, he's Rob's unique for him.
Richard in the car. Richard.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey. What's up?
Defense. Little scenario. Patriots give up Brandon Cooks and a fifth. Pick up Michael Bennett. Get some pressure on the quarterback. No, that improves the corners for a little bit. Draft a couple cornerbacks. And we get Hightower coming back. I think if we could get to the quarterback quicker, that would help a little bit on the cornerback. We need more talent, obvious, but that's where you draft in the third and fifth, fourth. And there's a quarterback I wanted to mention on the Senior Bowl I had seen, never even heard of him. It was a Kyle, I'm going to screw up the last name, I think it's Loretta, for Richmond. And, you know, these quarterbacks, they could get under Bill and Josh. We could develop them in 3 or 4 years. What do you think about that? I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys talk. Thank you for the show.
A lot of stuff there. Okay. All right. Drafting corners?
Nope.
To make an immediate impact?
Nope.
Hard to do.
Nope. Nope. Unless you're getting a Jordan Ramsey. Yeah, that guy's a top 10 pick. Bennett? No, thank you. Give up Cooks and a fifth-round pick for Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett's getting a lot of football years under him. Starting to get towards the other end. And there's a lot of things that are important to Michael Bennett, I think, sometimes more than football.
Like what?
I don't know. Just that he and his brother are always getting into stuff, and you know, I don't know. It's like I would say he and Martellus are of the same.
So what?
I'm not saying so what. I wouldn't give up Brandon Cooks to go get. I think Cooks can work here.
Oh, I'm just saying in terms of acquiring the player. I'm not talking about.
Oh, no. If you want to acquire the player, that's a different story.
No,
he said,
that's too much.
He said, take Cooks in a fifth and send him. I'm like, so now you want to take a guy caught 1,000 yards worth of footballs and 7 touchdowns is going to be your deep threat next year in an ideal situation in the right spot and be very effective, not be playing out of position and give him up. I mean, you traded a first-round pick for him. That's it. So you're flipping a first-round pick for Michael Bennett? No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not on board with that. You want to take Jungalo's call?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my.
Jungalo?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I had a question.
What's up, you monkey?
Excuse me?
What's up, you monkey?
Not much. My wife left me, Zoe, for a silverback gorilla. Now, you know those gorillas are about 400 pounds. They're big. And you've seen me. I'm pretty small for a gorilla. Up here at the zoo, the female gorillas, they call me Pee-wee. We don't wear any clothes up here or nothing. But anyway, I saw the silverback yesterday, and I went over and stood next to him. And I noticed that he was, standing up erect. I was much shorter than him. So now I look at myself in the mirror. And
do you get up on your hind legs?
In life. My lack of gorilla maleness, I guess you could call it. Well, anyway, I put it.
He's my favorite call.
Hardy has your headlines. Are there fake promos today? Did the boys leave us some fake promos before they left? Excellent. Fake promos coming up at 1:50.
Oh, my God.
Sports Hub headlines.
Oh, David Pastrnak had 2 goals yesterday. Last night, I should say, as the Bruins got an 8-4 win. Over the Pittsburgh Penguins at the TD Garden. Oh, let's not forget about David Krejci and his hat trick. The Bruins will stay home to take on Montreal tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, the Celtics begin a 3-game road trip. They got a tough test staring at them tomorrow night when they have to pay a visit to the Houston Rockets. Meanwhile, in Florida, Drew Pomeranz is making his spring training debut today against the Cardinals in Jupiter. This after the Red Sox suffered a 10-5 loss to the Astros yesterday. Finally today, Cleveland Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith got a 1-game suspension from the team yesterday because he threw a bowl of soup at an assistant coach. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Also, keeping an eye on the storm today. A lot of storm out there. A lot of rain, wind. That car doesn't look so hot, though. So. Right there in Marshfield. A red Jeep.
Lots of weather.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Red Jeep there. I think he drove it into the ocean, it looks like.
That is sand that he's getting it pulled out of. Looks probably like the spot you
I
don't...
Think, I don't think anyone's there to pull it out.
Isn't it like it's attached to a winch?
Where?
What was that, whiff?
A freeze. Boys, no playing ball in the house.
Stop it. Where's that car going now?
I don't know.
This is in, yeah, Marshfield.
Marshfield. They're down in Marshfield, right on the water.
There's Steve
is
Cooper.
Is that Koopa?
Yep, look at him leaning.
You got Steve Koopa.
Yeah, I'm going to lean into
Channel
the wind.
7.
I will take the left foot and extend it at a slant, and I will direct my hand.
I bet the audio of this right now is spectacular. The audio... Of his
of
microphone being in the pouring
why
rain.
Why don't he climb under that Jeep?
Is that car going to go into the water live on television?
Climb in a Jeep.
This is going to be great when
climb
it happens.
Climb under the Jeep. Climb in the Jeep.
Hardy, you think that Jeep up there is going to make it?
Somebody should hop in the cab and back that out of there.
It is a four-wheel drive vehicle. You think it'd be able to get out?
Now this moron's going around interviewing people in their cars.
Fellow that looks like he could be Jerry Remy's brother.
I was going to say, I would not talk to that guy. I would give him a wide berth. Looks like he's done some living. Nope. Sorry, sir. Didn't mean to bother you. You can roll your window up now.
Old lady's driving.
Be on your way. Has anybody like looked out a window since we started the show today?
I have no Put your idea. Window up. Go, break that
I have
that
no
damn
idea what we're
thing.
In for.
I'm
going to
go give you a live report. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I went outside.
Why don't you go outside and call
it's
in?
It's sprinkling.
Hardy, you go outside to the roof and give us a call.
FaceTime me.
Roof. We got a door up there. Hardy will call in with a live weather report. In the meantime, Johnny in Alabama. Johnny.
Hey, how y'all doing down there?
Hey,
Johnny, you graduate yet? I feel like you've been in Alabama forever.
Beetle, I just picked up my cap and gown today. I'm out of here in May.
Hey! Oh, good job. Congratulations.
Way to go.
I don't know if there'll be a home to go back to because I hear Duxbury is underwater at the moment.
Yeah, it's a problem, man.
How about that hockey team we got, fellas?
Bruins? Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. You can't get enough of them.
I'm telling you, there's something special about this team. Calling it right now. Something special.
I'm enjoying it. But I called to talk about the combine a little bit because been watching, you know, punters run 40-yard dashes for a couple hours now, and I'm about to lose my mind. Make me start thinking about the Patriots draft possibility.
It's an appetizer. It's an appetizer, man. It's giving you a little taste because the running backs are coming and the receivers and the big linemen and the backers.
My thing on Mike Mayock, and Mike Mayock is got to be the smartest guy in the room every time. If you didn't tell me where he went to college, I would probably say he probably went to Boston College. And where did Mike Mayock go to school?
Boston College.
Boston College. Yeah.
Boston.
Mayock was roommates with the guy who was fixing games at BC, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't that his deal? Okay, let's get a check of the weather. We go to Hardy, who is standing outside our Brighton studios. Hardy?
Gentlemen, Storm Watch 2018 in full effect. I am standing high atop the Sports Hub studios in Brighton, Massachusetts, where you can hear the wind gusting. It's got to be up to 10 to 12 miles an hour right now. It's coming down. It's something that is in between a sprinkle and a drizzle. And you can hear the generators running. Apparently, we lost power at some point today, but you wouldn't know it's the quality of the program that we've been able to put on the air today. It's windy and it's raining.
All right. Thank you, Hardy.
Thank you.
Cool. WBZ-FM.
Very good.
Nice. We lost power today, huh? Did not know that. We're on generators.
Wow. Oh, you know,
we just keep on humming along.
Watertown here, it's where all the towers went down. So, could be on that grid. Must have nice generators up there.
Buzzy and Dedham, he's got a little something on the Storm.
Hey, Buzz.
Buzzy.
16, it's Big D.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm on Route 1, but what do you call it, in the rain. And you know, I'm working on a Buzz, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'm going tonight to 33 7 Avenue, the old Colonial Cafe.
Oh, the old Colonial. That's a hopping spot.
Platter. You guys are talking about the perfect store. I'm going to have a fisherman's platter at the old Colonial.
Nice. Fisherman's platter on Big D then.
Great job. The music's great. The talk is great. Talent on load from God. Have a good week.
All right, Buzzy.
Thanks, Big D.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Have one for me.
Compliment on the show.
Have one for me,
buddy.
Not only
from Big D down there, but also from Jimmy Murphy.
And it's Friday during Lent, you know, going to get the fish.
Jimmy Murphy's film.
I'm on Route 1, but what do you call it? In the rain.
What do you call it? In the rain.
That almost sounds like the guy.
Love that.
Chat room.
How come Buzzy doesn't call us more often?
He says he's called. He isn't like our call screener. Probably Tom.
Is that right?
Not this Tom.
You know him?
The other Tom.
So you know him?
I've run into him a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's like Paulie and Dedham. It's pretty good. We got him in Norwood. We got Paulie and Denham. We got Mock and Medford, who's called 3,000 times.
Who else?
Names. Frank and Franklin. Now, who's this? Where's he at now? How did he get from Marshfield to Quincy?
Different guy.
Oh, I thought that was earlier taped because it doesn't look too bad in Quincy right now.
Well, not right now.
It's Quincy, right?
Quincy. Why can't you just say it?
I did Quincy.
Look at this. It's like they don't have a microphone. Look, he's got to take the microphone off his shirt. Very, very professional.
Very professional.
Very professional.
Hey, nothing but the best in Channel 7.
Why do we have a call from Pennsylvania on the show?
Hey!
Paul in Pennsylvania?
Paul!
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love your show.
Thank you.
Listener for some caller. I just want to let you guys know, 84 by me, I'm the first exit off of 84. It's completely shut down.
Why?
It's completely shut down because of all the snow and ice that we're getting out here.
Where are you? Wait, where are you?
Okay, so he's in. You got to be in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre area then, right?
I'm north of Scranton.
Okay, so that's where the storms
completely shut down.
Oh, wow. So they completely shut down 84. That's the big highway that goes across Pennsylvania. That's
we hop on here, go up to training camp every year. So
yep, through the Poconos up there. That's the northern route I would always take back to Pittsburgh, man. Oh, so yeah. That's coming here. That's what we're getting next.
Yeah, it's pretty bad down here. So
how many inches?
I just hope you guys are safe up there. All right,
we're safe, right, man. Paul. Thanks.
Right, I like that long distance forecast.
Tap
there.
That app.
Yep.
What'd you get back? Great gift bag. It's for the Golf Expo tomorrow.
Oh,
all right. Nice. Everybody come see me on demo stage, 1 p.m. Saturday, Sunday.
I'm not going to do that. Okay. All right. We got takeaways next, and that includes fake promos.
Sweet.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right. Friday, which means it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. That's the website. Check them out. A lot of rain out there. Wet. On a wet Friday.
Jim and Tom are both off.
I thought the show went extremely well with neither.
I thought it was fine. We didn't get yelled at for the last 2 days.
No pressure yesterday. I actually like when Jim's not down there.
So we had Jeremy and also Tommy Freeze Pops today.
Yep. I think they've done a commendable job.
Jeremy's been fantastic. Tom's only day in here was today. That other kid.
Then when Jim's down like at the studio, he's
fine,
got
good.
Like,
everybody's great.
Yeah, everything's good.
It makes me think Louth, maybe not as good as we think.
Probably
he is.
Overrated.
Probably.
Well, you said it, not me.
I disagree with that. I would never trade him, but there are things about him that bug me.
Just play along for half a second.
He won his beach volleyball thing at his little resort he's at, his competition team. Got a big award.
Congratulations.
On a big day for him.
Yes.
A massive
him
day.
And him
so
alone.
those guys left.
What are you laughing at? Am I not
we'll tell you
to
later
say?
Because no. You're an idiot. We'll
no, he's not even know. No.
Are we ready?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay. It's in production? Happy.
No. No.
It's,
no.
It's Jim's birthday today.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to say happy birthday, Jim.
Happy
it's
birthday,
40.
Jim. Yeah, let's get to the promo, shall we?
What did I do wrong?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. Ay, ay.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
That
Hub.
Was so damn good.
Let me tell you something.
And you know what? Cattle's talked all over it, didn't he? I didn't know that at the
That's
time.
It's not as good as when I'm here.
Can you play that again?
Yes,
he
please.
Talked over that at the end. That...
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. Ay, ay.
What are you laughing at, Cattle?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ruined our track.
Cattle should be fired.
On the second surrender. You know, I stayed low, you went high.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything we planned out. It just worked out
just
that way.
It worked.
You know the guy who follows us, listens to all the shows every day, Joe Cedars, the drummer from New Pornographers?
Yes, he tweeted us about that.
Tweeted us. And here's a guy who is not just a drummer, but he is a musician.
Professionally.
He knows a thing or two.
Performs, gets paid to do it.
A thing or two. He said he absolutely loved it. He said it was the high point of his day. I want to find the exact quote, but it was a legit moment. A musical moment, according to a professional musician. So think about that. It was a moment of pure brilliance, he said. Proud of you guys in that surrender harmony.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Cattles didn't know the song?
Cattles did not know the song,
just
and he got
talked
all
butthurt.
Like, he got all butthurt about it and then tweeted about it.
You really can't trust someone who doesn't know
no,
the
same
tricks.
No, no. You mean
he
of whom we will not speak? Is that what you're talking about?
Then he probably complained to Jim out in the hallway about playing a song that he wanted that he didn't get played.
Yeah.
Probably got a fight with Jim out there. Everything, the only thing, 10 years I've been here.
Never has there been a fight.
Well, there's only been one in 10 years, so that's... Actually, I'm one of the few people that can say I've been a witness to both of them.
At least,
all right. Close.
At least I can say
Tangway had
I forgot.
One.
Well,
yeah, Tangway had one.
I was in the room for that, too. I was in the room for that. He kicked over the trash barrel.
Right.
I was here for that one, too.
How about when he called out Mark? I go, what are you going to get Mark Chernoff in here? Thomas came down.
Oh, that was bad. That was
head?
Not good. That was not good.
At least I can say.
Carter Allen wrote the BCN book. I'm going to write the sports up book.
Okay. I had the decency to do it out in the hallway so everybody could enjoy and not in the bathroom where no one else could see it.
Oh, that's better. That means it's big. If you go out there and you're doing it out there where we can see it,
right.
We can't hear it.
If you're going to threaten to kick someone's ass, do it in the hallway. Don't do it in the bathroom.
Oh, my God, you're going to kick his ass.
I'm just saying. Or if someone thinks they're getting their, threatened to have their ass kicked, have it happen in the hallway, guys. This is to everybody.
Yes.
Just to
all
to
right,
the room.
Next fake promo. Woohoo!
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The Sox lost to the Astros 10-5 yesterday in West Palm. What?
Did you hear it?
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, Sports Hub.
It was like a Sarge Hub headline
yesterday.
Hi, I'm Mike Riley. I'm clocking my Hub headline.
I had to wait for that Michigan State score to refresh. They're up 5 now with about 30 seconds left. But at the time, it was at halftime. It was a lot closer than a lot of people had anticipated. Just want to deliver the news accurately. That's all I was trying to do. I won't apologize for it. Everybody done?
Yeah, everybody's good.
Okay.
Glad we got a warranty on these chairs.
This wife smells so bad.
That same piece broke off again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They glue it on.
Right. Next.
Not our chairs.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Zol, you are the best announcer in the world. And I hope they give you a nice contract. You deserve it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. You're the best car in the world.
Because
turn up, Jim.
You're the greatest. You're the greatest, Zol. I love him.
I love you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think the best part was the stream of consciousness when he says he turns off, and then I said I turn off my faucet in the wintertime.
Yep.
That was the part where
that was the moment.
I wasn't even me anymore.
Yeah,
I was Daniel Day-Lewis. I had become the character.
Sure. When it's really cold out, like say 10 or say we lived in Minnesota,
Lincoln
Super Bowl,
here.
Would you let your faucet drip at night?
I know a lot of people that do that. Yeah, I have a bathroom in my house where I do that when it gets really, really cold, like below 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Because
some pipes are on a contact wall.
It's on an outside wall. If it's on an outside wall,
I got you.
Sometimes it's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah. It has to be really cold, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cold there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. 50-minute walk to post-game party.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We got a ride.
Oh.
We got more?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go, quick.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Does anyone know the names of any of the Doobie Brothers?
John Doobie.
Were there any African Americans in the Doobie Brothers?
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Dan Shaughnessy, always
Hub.
With the relevant questions.
Like Germans, African American things. He racist.
I don't want to tip the hand, Jeremy. Do we have any more Dan from that day? Oh, we do.
Let's go.
Okay,
go.
Because that wasn't even the best
Middays
one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Do you get the metaphor there? The keys. Ivory and ebony.
I don't
black
know.
And white.
What do you mean?
That's a little metaphor there.
I see the world in
it's
shades
a,
of gray.
It's a harmony.
I don't know
thing.
What you're referring to.
Yeah, black and white together on the keyboard.
That's a piano.
Sitting at the keyboard.
Yeah.
A black guy, a white guy.
Oh!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come on, Hardy, you don't know this? Paul McCartney is a white, you know? He's the ivory.
He's a Brit. Hello, Brit. Hello there, Chauncey.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good weekend, okay?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Hey,
all
go
right?
Check out Hardy at the Golf Expo.
Golf Expo tomorrow.
That's right. 1 p.m. Saturday, 1
he's
p.m.
Got
Sunday.
Big, he's cool. Got a big exhibition ready for you.
Very big presentation. 40 minutes worth of content from what I hear.
I got help. Don't
all
worry.
All right. Very good. Felger Mask coming your way next.